KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In the girls' state softball tournament yesterday, it was consolation day at the ballpark in Fort Dodge. In Class 1A, Linville Sully beat Janesville 8-0. Remsen St. Mary's over Martinsdale St. Mary's in 8 innings, 18-11. In the 5th place game, it was Linville Sully beating Remsen St. Mary's 4-3, while Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Janesville 11-2 for 7th place. In the 2A consolation round, it was Jessup over Iowa City Regina 2-0. Fort Dodge St. Edmund beat Lawton Bronson 4-2. Fifth place game saw Jessup edge St. Edmund 4-3, and Iowa City Regina beat Lawton Bronson 5-2 in the seventh place contest. In Class 3A consolation, Esterville Lincoln Central beat Monticello 11-5, Mid Prairie topping East Marshall 8-3. Fifth place game saw Mid Prairie win 6-2 over Esterville Lincoln Central, while the seventh place game had Monticello beating East Marshall in 8 innings by a score of 7-6. Class 4A consolation yesterday had Winterset beating Denison in 5 innings 12-1, Solon a 5-inning 10-0 winner over Waverly Shellrock. Fifth place game had Winterset beat Solon 7-4. Seventh place matchup saw Waverly Shellrock topping Denison 10-6. And Class 5A consolation, Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Dubuque Senior in 11 innings 5-4. Cedar Rapids Jefferson topping West Des Moines Valley in 8 innings 2-1. The fifth place game, Cedar Rapids Jefferson beat Cedar Rapids Prairie 4-1, while Dubuque Senior beat West Des Moines Valley in the seventh place game by a score of 3-0. A semifinal action continues today at the state softball tournament in all five classes. In 1A semis, Akron Westfield plays Don Bosco and Newell Fonda plays New London. In 2A semis this afternoon, Trainer faces AGWSR, while Ridgeview will battle Durant. In Class 3A semifinal play this afternoon, Sergeant Bluff Luton set to play Bondurant Farrar, and Clark will face New Hampton. In the 4A semis, Dallas Center Grimes plays Indianola, while Carlisle will battle Washington. And in the 5A semis tonight, Ankeny plays Dowling Catholic, and Johnston will battle Ottumwa. In boys baseball action last night, sub-state finals in Class 3A saw Harlan defeat Glenwood 7-1, a 5-run second inning, powering the Harlan offense. David Radigan threw for the Cyclones last night and held the Rams to just 4 hits as he made quick work of the ball game. Harlan heads to the state tournaments. Also heading to the state tournament in Class 3A in a sub-state final is Bishop Heelan Catholic. They battled Lamars last night, and on the field, Lamars won the game 8-5 in 11 innings, but there was a problem. Lamars pitcher Parker Rolfs threw 5 innings in that contest. Well, earlier in the week on Monday night, he also threw 9 innings in a win in a district final. Well, that surpassed the innings limit. The rule requires 2 full days of rest if a pitcher throws 9 innings. That means he was just a couple of hours short of 2 full days of rest, and the Athletic Association ruled that Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic wins by forfeit. So the game turns around, and the final score officially is the forfeit score, 7-0. Heelan beating Lamars last night to advance to state. Also in a Class 4A sub-state final settled on the field, it was Sioux City East beating Sioux City North 7-6. In Major League Baseball action last night, Jake Westbrook pitched 7 solid innings and contributed offensively with his second career steal, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to an 11-3 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies Wednesday night. Matt Adams had 2 hits and 3 RBIs, and Shane Robinson's 3-run triple in the 5th was his 3rd hit of the game for the Cardinals, who are 4-1 since the All-Star break and lead the majors with a 61-37 record. Alan Craig had 2 hits and a walk to give him 16 hits during a 9-game hitting streak. He's second in the league in hitting at .337 behind teammate Yadier Molina, who had 3 hits and an RBI and is batting .339. Westbrook had his first career 3-hit game and helped knock out John Lannon when he drew a 2-out walk in the 4th, stole second, and then scored on Carpenter's single, giving the Cardinals a 4-0 lead. In other National League action last night, Pittsburgh beat Washington 4-2, Atlanta over the Mets 8-2, Milwaukee beat San Diego 3-1, Colorado over Miami 2-1, Chicago beat Arizona in 12 innings 7-6, Cincinnati topping San Francisco 8-3. In the American League, Eric Hosmer hit 2 home runs, and Alcides Escobar drove in the winning run in the 9th to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 4-3 victory over the Baltimore Orioles. David Luff singled and scored the game-ending run when Escobar doubled off the fence in left center with 1 out in the 9th. Hosmer homered in the 1st, and his 2-run homer in the 8th tied the score at 3. It was Hosmer's 3rd multi-homer game and his 2nd this season. Luke Hochschaver picked up the victory, working a scoreless 9th for Kansas City. Elsewhere in the AL last night, Oakland beat Houston 4-3. It was the Angels over Minnesota 1-0. Cleveland beat Seattle 10-1. Tampa Bay over Boston 5-1. Texas beat the Yankees 3-1. Detroit over Chicago 6-2. In interleague play, the LA Dodgers beat Toronto in 10 innings by a score of 8-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Oklahoma City beating Omaha 11-4, while New Orleans edged the Iowa Cubs in 10 innings by a score of 2-1. A doctor retained by Alex Rodriguez for a second opinion on his leg injury Wednesday was reprimanded this year by New Jersey's Board of Medical Examiners over steroid prescriptions. The New Jersey State Board of Medical Examiners filed an order of reprimand against Dr. Michael Gross on February 13th for his conduct at his active Center for Health and Wellness. Rodriguez is one of more than a dozen players under investigation by Major League Baseball for alleged ties to a Florida clinic accused of distributing performance-enhancing drugs. Rodriguez has reported back to the New York Yankees minor league complex 3 days after he was diagnosed with a strained left quadriceps on the final day of his injury rehabilitation assignment. He says he feels great. Also around the major leagues, the Mariners say manager Eric Wedge suffered a very mild stroke this week but was well enough to be released from a hospital. The 45-year-old Wedge was hospitalized Monday after complaining about lightheadedness during batting practice. Bench coach Robbie Thompson served as acting manager during the team's 3-game set against the Indians and will continue to run the club for the next 3 series. The Boston Red Sox and All-Star second baseman Dustin Pedroia have finalized an 8-year, $110 million contract that'll run through the 2021 season. The 5'8", 165-pound infielder was the AL Rookie of the Year in 2007 and the American League MVP in 2008. Pedroia is hitting .306 this season with 25 doubles, 6 homers, and 58 RBIs. The LA Dodgers have placed Matt Kemp on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained left ankle. Kemp came off the DL before Sunday's 9-2 win over the Washington Nationals after being sidelined 11 games with a sore left shoulder. He went 3-for-4 with a home run but limped off the field after sliding into home plate in the ninth inning and hasn't played since. Well, to football now, where Tony Moyaki spent most of the Kansas City Chiefs off-season workouts watching from the sideline with a baseball cap on his head. Donnie Avery did the same thing. Well, they're both happy to have a helmet on now instead. Moyaki had arthroscopic surgery on his left knee after last season, keeping the tight end from participating in the first round of practices under new head coach Andy Reid. Avery only managed to get in a couple of workouts before a high ankle sprain sidelined the receiver. Both of them are allowed to practice with the rookies this week ahead of the rest of the veterans reporting to training camp today. The first full squad workout is set for tomorrow. Receiver Mike Williams has signed a 6-year, $40.25 million contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Williams had 63 receptions for 996 yards and 9 touchdowns last season. Williams was entering the final season of the contract he signed as a fourth-round pick in the 2010 draft. Darrell Revis is expected to be on the practice field when the Buccaneers open up training camp. The 3-time Pro Bowl cornerback has been cleared medically to participate in some activities after missing most of last season with the New York Jets following surgery to repair a torn knee ligament. The Bucs obtained Revis from the Jets in exchange for the 13th overall pick in the 2013 draft and then signed him to a 6-year, $96 million contract. The Indianapolis Colts and top draft pick Bjorn Werner have agreed in principle on a contract, the 24th overall selection in April. Werner was a defensive end at Florida State, but will switch to outside linebacker with the Colts. He was the ACC's Defensive Player of the Year in 2012 and then skipped his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Rookie Desmond Trufant has agreed to a multi-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. The cornerback's agent says the 4-year deal is worth $8.16 million and $4.3 million guaranteed. Trufant was the 22nd overall pick in the draft. He's expected to compete for a starting job. Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he's shocked and disappointed that former tight end Aaron Hernandez is facing a murder charge. Belichick says it was terrible to find out that a member of his organization was involved in a murder investigation, but that the team will learn from it and move forward. He added that the club did what it had to do when they released Hernandez. Belichick says the alleged actions of Hernandez should not reflect on the way the Patriots do business. Prosecutors have asked for more time to present evidence to a grand jury in the case against the former Patriots tight end, Hernandez. He was in court for what was supposed to be a probable cause hearing, but prosecutors said they are still presenting evidence and the grand jury is still considering it. Hernandez has pleaded not guilty to murder in the death of Odin Lloyd, a 27-year-old Boston semi-professional football player whose body was found June 17th in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. The judge rescheduled the probable cause hearing for August 22nd. And the University of Iowa has hired a Northern Illinois University administrator to oversee academic services for athletes. Athletic Director Gary Barda named Lisa Tovar an Associate Athletic Director Wednesday. Tovar worked in a similar job at Northern Illinois for 2 years after previously working as an athletic academic counselor at Ohio State. Her hiring comes under a reorganization in which the athletics department has created separate units to oversee compliance and academic services. Previously, department official Fred Mims oversaw both functions, but Mims was reassigned last year amid questions about the school's handling of sexual harassment allegations against a counselor. Barda says he's impressed by Tovar's passion for helping student athletes and working with coaches. Last week, Barda named Arizona State Administrator Lila Clary to oversee compliance with NCAA regulations. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.